Exodus chapter 28. Clothing for the priest. Call for your brother Aaron and his son Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Set them apart from the rest of the people of Israel, so that they may minister to me and be my priests. Make sacred garments for Aaron that are glorious and beautiful. Instruct all the skilled craftsmen who I have filled with the spirit of wisdom. Have them make garments for Aaron that will distinguish him as a priest set apart for my service. These are the garments they are to make: a chest piece, an ephod, a robe, a patterned tunic, a turban, and a sash. They are to make these sacred garments for your brother Aaron and his sons to wear when they serve me as a priest. So give them fine linen, cloth, gold thread, blue, purple, and scarlet thread. Design of the ephod. The craftsman must make the ephod of finely woven linen and skillfully embroider it with gold, with blue, purple, and scarlet thread. It will consist of two pieces from front and back joined at the shoulders with the two shoulder pieces. The decorative sash will be made of the same materials: finely woven linen embroidered with gold, with blue, purple, and scarlet thread. Take two onyx stones and engrave them on the names of the tribes of Israel. Six names will be on each stone. Arrange in order of the births of the original sons of Israel. Engrave these names on the two stones in the same way a jeweler engraves a seal. Then mount the stones in settings of gold filigree. Fasten the two stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod in reminder that Aaron represents the people of Israel. Aaron will carry these names on his shoulders as a constant reminder whenever he goes before the Lord. Make the settings of gold filigree, then braid two cords of pure gold and attach them to the filigree settings on the shoulders of the ephod. Design of the chest piece. Then, with great skill and care, make the chest piece to be worn for seeking a decision from God. Make it to match the ephod, using finely woven linen embroidered with gold, with blue, purple, and scarlet thread. Make the chest piece of a single piece of cloth folded to form a pouch 9 inches squared. Mount four rows of gemstones on it. The first row will contain a red carnelian, a pale green period, and an emerald. The second row will contain a turquoise, a blue lapis lazuli, and a white moonstone. The third row will contain an orange jacinth, an agate, and a purple amethyst. The fourth row will contain a blue-green beryl, an onyx, and a green jasper. All these stones will be set in gold filigree. Each stone will represent one of the 12 sons of Israel, and the name of that tribe will be engraved on it like a seal. To attach the chest piece to the ephod, make braided cord of pure gold thread. Then make two gold rings and attach them to the top of the chest piece. Tie the two cords and the two rings on the chest piece. Tie the other ends of the cords to the gold settings on their shoulder piece of the ephod. Then make two more gold rings and attach them to the inside edges of the chest piece next to the ephod. And make two more gold rings and attach them to the front of the ephod. Below the shoulder piece, just as the knot where the decorative sash is fastened to the ephod. Then attach the bottom rings of the chest piece to the rings of the ephod with blue cords. This will hold the chest piece securely to the ephod above the decorative sash. In this way, Aaron will carry the names of the tribes of Israel on the sacred chest piece over his heart when he goes into the holy place. This will be a continual reminder that he represents the people when he comes before the Lord. Insert the Urim and Thummim into the sacred chest piece so they will be carried over Aaron's heart and when he goes into the Lord's presence. In this way, Aaron will always carry over his heart the object used to determine the Lord's will for his people whenever he goes before the Lord. Additional clothing for the priest. Make the robe that is worn with the ephod from a single piece of blue cloth, with an opening for Aaron's head in the middle of it. Reinforce the opening with a woven collar so it will not tear. Make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and attach them to the hem of the robe with gold bells between them. The gold bells and pomegranates are to alternate all around the hem. Aaron will wear this robe whenever he ministers before the Lord, and the bells will twinkle as he goes in and out of the Lord's presence in the holy place. If he wears it, he will not die. Next, make a medallion of pure gold and engrave it like a seal with these words, "Holy to the Lord." Attach the medallion with a blue cord to the front of Aaron's turban, where it must remain. Aaron must wear it on his forehead, so that he may take on himself any guilt of the people of Israel when they consecrate their sacred offerings. He must always wear it on his forehead, so the Lord will accept him. Weave Aaron's patterned tunic from fine linen cloth. Fashion the turban from this linen as well. Also make a sash and decorate it with colorful embroidery. For Aaron's son, make tunics, sashes, and special head coverings that are glorious and beautiful. Clothe your brother Aaron and his sons with these garments, and then anoint and ordain them. Consecrate them so they can serve as my priests. Also make linen undergarments for them to be worn next to their bodies, reaching from their hips to their thighs. These must be worn whenever Aaron and his sons enter the tabernacle or approach the altar in the holy place to perform their priestly duties. Then they will not incur guilt and die. This is a permanent law for Aaron and all his descendants after him. Exodus chapter 28, completed.